Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. How do I record an episode? How do I get my show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all the other places people like to listen? How do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors too, so you can get paid to podcast. I just click one button and I am on different platforms getting more followers and more sponsors. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast, make money doing it. Go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. Welcome home.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Daily Dose. My name is Stella Damasus and I am your host. It's Wednesday. Yep, it's the middle of the week and it's been going good so far, and I hope yours has been too. Today, I just want to encourage anyone who's listening to say that no matter where you are in life, no matter what your situation is, it can get better. Just keep at it, keep working, keep pushing. Don't let anything hold you down. And we have to all learn to stop playing this victim game. You know, when things are not working for us, it's always someone else's fault or other people's fault. It's never our fault. We do not have an excuse not to be successful. I have two special friends that I want to talk to you about today. You can even look them up if you want. And the first one is called, his name is Maxwell Ivy. Maxwell is a good friend of mine. He's a blind man, but he calls himself the blind blogger. Michael started out as a blogger. Now he has written a book, in fact, several books. He has his own podcast. He's been doing radio shows. He's been doing interviews. Now he's doing the business of getting people, other creatives out there. He can get you on radio shows. He can get you on YouTube shows and interviews and blogs. And if you're a speaker or a coach, he can get you out there in front of people. And he started this journey about 4 years ago. And Maxwell is blind. Follow him on Twitter and see all the amazing things he's doing. He's doing business now and he is doing good. He's blind. A lot of us have our sight. We can see, we can hear, we can talk, we can walk. So if Maxwell can do all of this and be so successful at what he's doing, we do not have an excuse. I also have another friend and she's on Instagram. You can follow her at I am Keisha Green. Keisha does not have legs, okay? She had an accident and her legs were amputated and she's been on a wheelchair for a while. She has kids, but Keisha did not let that hold her down. She's a speaker, she's a beautiful mom, she's doing business. In fact, she's offering other women a chance to do business. She's making other women distributors of the business that she's doing. She's a speaker and she coaches people as well. She does not have legs to move as much and as fast as some of us can. Okay, I have so many other friends like that that have been inspiring me for a long time. And I'm blessed to have people like that in my life, because when I look at them, it just propels me to stand up and do what I have to do. Because there are days where I know it's just tough. You just feel down, you feel depressed, you're sitting down and you're like, what's going on? You know, I'm not where I want to be. I'm putting in a lot of effort, but nothing is going on. You know, what's going on? And you just feel like sitting down and just shutting down. Sometimes I always say, I don't want to take part in the world today. I just want to be by myself, you know. And then I just get moody and I start to brood and all that. But then when I go grab my phone and I see these friends of mine doing marvelous things, I look at myself and I'm like, are you crazy? How dare you sit here and make all those moaning sounds and feel depressed and get sad and all of that when you have people like Maxwell and Keisha and they're doing great things? You have a lot of things that they don't have right now. So what is your excuse? Come on. And then I get up and I start moving again. So I'm here to encourage you and to inspire you to get up and start moving again. Start doing that thing that you've left behind that you think is not going to work. Start pushing again. Sometimes it's not really just about the money. We all need the money. Trust, oh my God, I need the money. You don't want to know. But sometimes too, it's about following your passion and doing what you were called to do. It's very important to just get up every day and achieve something. Okay, do something for someone else, put a smile on someone's face, or use your talent, use your gift, use your skill, do something. At the end of every day, I always ask myself, what did I achieve today? I like to have answers to those questions, because when I don't have an answer for that, I feel really bad and I feel my whole day has been wasted. So my question to myself is always, what did you achieve today, Stella? And I always want to have a good answer. And the thing that I have achieved has to be something that's worth it for me to smile and say, good, well done, good job. Let's do something else tomorrow. Let's do this again tomorrow. So get up there. Stop the sadness. Stop playing the victim. And do something with your life, okay? It will get better. It will get better. All right, guys. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.